Okay. Could you just tell me who you are, first of all, please?
Dan Rogerson, here as a minister in the UK government, minister at DEFRA.
Right, okay, so you're representing the government here today, and what's your feeling about the Queen's Baton and the importance that it has for somewhere like Plymouth?
Well, I think it's, on behalf of the government, I'd just like to say thank you to the people of Plymouth for the welcome that they've given the baton today, the message that they've picked up. We've had all the legacy from the Olympic Games to the Commonwealth Games, is doing great work to bring people together from all over the world, the 70 countries that are participating. We've heard from Councillor Smith today that there are athletes from Plymouth who will be competing. We want to send that goodwill from our part of the UK up to our colleagues in Scotland as well. And all the competitors from all over the UK competing in the various teams will I think, be doing great stuff for as ambassadors for sport and for the whole Commonwealth.
Plymouth always seems to play above its weight with sport, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's a very active city, and we're here in a facility which is a symbol of that, which is great to see. But the baton here is being well, I guess, on behalf of people across the wider southwest of the UK as well, across from Devon, Cornwall, Somerset, and Dorset as well. You know, it's off to Bristol later on in the day, and so I think it's a message from all our part of the UK that we're all looking forward to the games and seeing our athletes do really well.